Farmers getting a little relief. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Tennessee row crop farmers have finally gotten relief from Mother Nature over the past few days with these scattered showers across the state. They've also gotten relief over grain prices as they take their crop to market. There's been concern over the basis, which is the amount of money that grain elevators charge farmers for transporting their commodities. Lake County producer Terry Jameson.
We've never had a basis that bad in our life. The basis has always been 10 or 15 or 20 under or maybe 10 over. But on August the 30th, it was a dollar and a nickel under. And by today, at 2:30 today, it had dropped from a dollar and a nickel under, and today it's 35 under. They kept telling us the reason the basis was so bad was the barge freight. But somebody helped us somewhere down the line. It has improved 70 cents in a matter of 10 days.
And Terry Jameson says he's not sure what's caused the change in the basis, but he and other producers feel much better. And it could be that 8th District Congressman John Tanner had something to do with it, as last week he sent a letter of concern to the Federal Trade Commission.
This season has been bad already with the late freeze, then the drought, and high transportation costs are an additional burden. I've asked the Federal Trade Commission to look into the methodology as to the basis fees and for their evaluation of the situation to see if there is a solution to this problem. I've also spoken with the Secretary of Agriculture about this matter. We hope to hear back from both parties in the near future.
Congressman Tanner said in his letter that unreasonably high basis costs that are unnegotiable are devastating to the farming community.
So I don't know if someone called or what happened. But we have two grain companies here, Cargill and Bungie, and we're just so lucky it improved.
And thankfully, some more rain over the past few days to help our farmers as well. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the Tennessee Radio Network.